from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I am scared of Willard. It's okay to acknowledge things. I'm scared of Willard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. No snickering, please. My man is sick. Plain and simple.
It's bothering me!
And it just happens to be a Thursday. So stop! Stop!
Payday for Goo.
Oh, no.
So, Willie Mays has a lot of us thinking about what we want in a superstar and face of a franchise and what separated Willie Mays from your run-of-the-mill, if you will, superstar. And why did Willie Mays make such a connection with fans in New York and fans in San Francisco? Of course, it was because he was a great player. But and I'm going to get to Paulie in a sec, but I'd love people to weigh in here at 888-957-9570. Okay, I'm going to throw this player out. Give me an answer for this. And I'm not saying these guys aren't Willie Mays, but I'm looking at some guys who I think made a connection. Maybe some guys who didn't make a connection, and I'm asking the question, why and what do you want? And this may be before your time. But it shouldn't be. Why did Warrior fans have such a connection to Monte Ellis? Monte Ellis.
Before my time, that was my favorite player growing up.
Okay, perfect.
I love Monte.
Perfect. Why?
Because when I was in seventh grade, because when I was in middle school, he was exciting, and he was like, I don't know. He did things on the court.
You just said, I don't know, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, yeah, obviously we're trying to define it, but dude, Monte was, he was box office for the Warriors. Dude, like, the Warriors stunk. I mean, it wasn't like I was there to watch, you know, them win 60 games or 73. I was there to be entertained. Monte Ellis was walking entertainment because, well, I'm going to be honest. He had the ha-ha.
But
he got buckets.
But he was, and I don't mean this negative, he was awful off the court. Not as a person, but just as an interview. He was unbelievably shy when he first got here. He was drafted as a 17-year-old. So
Mississippi Bullet.
Yeah. And so he was uncomfortable doing interviews. He did not like it. He was a little insecure. He was self-conscious. He was younger than everybody else, so he was pretty quiet. I mean, over the course of time, he opened up a little bit, but to me, a guy like Monte Ellis, it stopped once he left the court. Was there anything extra with Monte Ellis that that pushed him into a category that other players didn't have, if you know what I mean. I'm just throwing out some questions. 888-957-9570. Willie Mays got me thinking about, you know, what kind of face of a franchise do you want? What kind of superstar do you want? We all want a superstar, but if you could get any superstar, who would it be? Let's go to Pauly. Pauly's in San Francisco. What's up, man?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Doing a great job. And poor Guru, hope you feel better. We'll see you on Monday, I hope. You know, I'm turning 50 next week, and, you know, there's always one player still stuck in my head that even his own teammates were fans of his, even his opponents were fans of his, beloved by the world, made more money in endorsements than Michael Jordan did during his heyday. For that one set of years. The only unfortunate thing, and I think you guys know who I'm talking about, was his career was short-lived, and that's Bo Jackson. I mean, if you think about it, you showed up. When I was a kid growing up, and he was playing for the Royals, and I'm a diehard Raider fan, I'm a diehard A's fan, I was more of a Raider fan, and I would go to those games and sit in the bleachers. And I remember one time I went to the game and the Royals, and Danny Tartable was starting for him, and I was so mad. And he came out, though, Bo Jackson, knowing he's a lot of Raider fans in that stadium, he went to batting practice. He came out there. I mean, this guy, come on, you guys. Let's talk about Bo Jackson. I know it was a short-lived career, but who else? I mean, what was his flaw?
Well, okay. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate the call. Well,
I think it's hip, but...
Well, I think it's... First of all, Bo Jackson had a stuttering problem when he got into the professional sports. Like, again, it took him a while to make a connection with the fan, with the fans. I'll tell you what, here's the other thing I'm thinking about Bo Jackson, and I get it. And Jim Barnett says, your greatest strength's your greatest weakness. Can you really be, you know, the guy if you're playing two sports, if you know what I mean?
But I think that's what people loved about Bo Jackson.
No doubt.
Like he made you reconsider what was possible for an athlete. And I think that's at the center of all of these people that we're talking about, is they make you reconsider what's possible for their sport. Steph made everyone reconsider what a weapon the three-point shot could be. You know, Willie Mays made you reconsider, from what it sounded like and what I've read, how you were able to bring flair to a game. You know, I mean, it just, all of these guys make you reconsider what's possible. And I think there's, you know, the Bo Jackson thing is interesting, because the short-lived career, it always makes you wonder. And then you start to hear tales about players. Like, there's something mythical about Bo Jackson. There's something mythical also about Willie Mays, because there's not a lot of footage about him. So it's almost like the legend grows more and more as they get older, because I don't know if it's the whole tale about the fish. You know, you got it was a couple inches, and then by the time you're in your 90s, the fish is, you know, a trout. It's 150 pounds, but like the fish just always keeps getting bigger.
What fish?
You know, when you catch a fish every year, the fish gets bigger. When you tell the story, right?
Oh. Like a fish story.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when you talk about your 81, you know, you'll eventually start to put more flair on it. There'll be more drops as you get older, because you're going to remember that, right?
Yeah, we can get into my golf game. No, I'm just kidding. Here's my point. I'm going to name you this, and it's not really a point. It's just my opinion. So I'm going to name you two players, and I just want you to assume. I don't want you to take in to say, oh, well, this guy's a little bit better, or that guy's a little bit better.
I'll try not to be literal.
Correct. These are two greats of the game. Which one would you really want to be the face of the franchise? Would you want Magic Johnson or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Magic.
How come?
He's Magic. I mean,
because he's more exciting? More charismatic?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. And so Willie Mays had that. Like, Joe Montana didn't.
There's also, I mean...
Like, Bird didn't really even have that. Bird didn't have it.
But you like Bird more than you like Magic.
Well, that was more a regional thing. I love them both now. But when, as a kid, yeah, I mean,
oh, come. I mean, Magic was charismatic.
I liked the Celtics. That was the biggest reason. I started liking the Celtics because of Bird.
But Bird was boring.
He was. Not as a player, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. I don't think Willie Mays was like...
Who was Willie Mays like, if we could possibly... Is there anybody today?
I don't know. Probably not. Because this is the thing, too. Like, Willie was... I think one of the reasons that he was as big as he was in San Francisco is because he was also big in New York. Like, there are very few athletes that are able to own both coasts and that are legends in both places. Because generally when you leave, they kind of, you know, they throw you away. You're someone else's now. But because Mays was entrenched in Harlem, where the Polo Grounds was, like, he was a man of the people. I don't know if you could really do that now. I don't know if you could go outside and play stickball in the streets with kids. I don't even know if you could go outside and go down to your local shop and just have a cup of coffee without being absolutely swarmed or people pulling their camera phones out. Like, all of that stuff was a product of the time, but Willie Mays was the greatest to possibly ever play, but he also was, I think, seen by most as a man of the people.
Yeah, I mean, if I gave, just hypothetically, because I love hypotheticals, if I gave you your choice, okay, you can have it. You could have had any of the five following faces of a franchise: Jordan, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Curry.
If I could, repeat that.
I'm going to give you the number one pick for your face of the franchise. Is it Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, LeBron James, or Steph Curry?
Well, I'm biased. Steph.
I would take, and this is what I mean.
To me, it's between him and Magic.
I think I'd agree with you. I think I totally agree with you. I'd probably take Magic just because he was a little edgier. But again, Magic had the HIV. Like, we found something out about Magic that we didn't, you know.
Well, Magic
that wasn't flattering.
Magic had a vice.
He did have a vice. I think everybody's got a vice. What's Curry's?
We'll find out.
I do believe everybody's got a vice / dark side.
Oh, turnovers. just kidding. That was a rib. Sorry. No, but I think it's interesting. Like, you think about Magic versus Curry, and I think partially because all the things that I've seen written and made about Magic, they highlight the good.
Right.
They don't really talk much about the bad. But I mean, I don't know, like, the first image that popped into my mind with Magic Johnson was just his smile.
Right, exactly.
Like, his smile is magnetic.
What about Jordan? Real quick.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, I think of him in the air.
Okay.
Like, that's, yeah, I think of the Jordan logo.
See, I think of over-the-top competitiveness. Just over-the-top. Not necessarily even, I don't mean it as a bad thing, but in my mind, I do think, you know, sometimes you can do that. But that's what Jordan was. And that's why a lot of people loved him. No doubt about it. Scott's in Hayward. What's up, Scott? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, really enjoying the combo. This is a fun morning for you guys. I want to say Willie Mays, I think, is unparalleled. You guys were looking for a comp, but Willie really embraced the entertainment value. He was a showman. I read that he wore his hat one size too big, so when he'd run the bases, it would fly off in dramatic fashion. He would actually make dramatic catches even more so by going into an unnecessary slide. I mean, this is one of the greatest defensive players of all time, and he was so good, he would make plays look harder than they actually were just to entertain the fans. I can't think of another athlete that does anything like that. I mean, you've got great dunks in basketball, you've got some showmanship, but nothing like what Willie Mays reportedly was. I think he was truly one of a kind. I think he's the greatest to ever strap him on. Keep the show going, gentlemen. Love it.
I love that word, unparalleled, because he might just be right. Here's another guy that popped into my head. Chris Mullin. What pops in here? Chris Mullin. I would put him on the upper tier of connection with the fans, or let's just say fan favorite, if you know what I mean. And he was a hell of a player.
Oh, I'm a little too young, but I'd probably think of Run TMC. Like, I think about him as a part of a group, not an individual.
He was, I think by his own admission, he was not a leader or more of a leader by example. He didn't, like, he would talk to the press, but he wasn't overly exciting when he talked to the press. But, like, what was the connection that Mullen made with the Bay Area? And, again, we're just throwing names around about what you want in your superstar.
But I do think, okay, so, for example, like, the Rickwood Field game tonight.
Yes.
Willie Mays, to the caller's point, did bring a flair and an excitement to the game that bridged confidence and cocky. But he was always more confident because he could back it up. Like, it's not cockiness if you can do it. You kill him with kindness. You do it with a smile. You do it with, I don't know, just a machismo that's, like, very individual. All of that did start at Rickwood Field. Because that was a natural part of the game in the Negro Leagues. It was not just about the substance. It was about the entertainment value. And so Willie Mays was able to bring that to the major leagues. And unfortunately, around the time of his leaving was also around the time the Negro Leagues folded. But that's also why, like, the game tonight to me is relatively meaningless. But everything around the game, everything about Rickwood Field, everything about the reason that they're playing, the Giants and the Cardinals, are at 4:15 on Fox, because it's essentially the Willie Mays Classic. Like, that is the birth of everything that we're talking about in regards to Willie Mays the person, because that's where he was born and that's where his game was founded.
Yeah. For example, Nahigian was asking us, he was just running down the players, or great players, and he said, what do you think of when you think of this guy? And so let's it all starts with Willie Mays, because he is obviously or apparently the gold standard for everything an athlete should be, how loved he was. Okay, so, you know, like he said, Chris Mullen, you know, why is he? And I said, well, I think a lot of people with Chris Mullen, it was when he went into alcohol rehab his rookie year, came back, and has been a success story ever since. Like, that, you got to have a story that people can really relate to also, I think. That's a monster part of it. Like, when Mullen came out of rehab and became the player he became easier to want to support, I think, as opposed to if that had never happened.
Yeah, but I think that there are athletes that are relatable without having to go through, you know, like, traumatic experiences.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is,
like, Curry's led a pretty trauma-free life, from what we know.
But, yeah, what I'm saying is, if Chris Mullen is loved right now at 90, like, he's a 9 on a scale of 10. He's 9 out of 10. If he would have never gone in to rehab, and either it never would have gotten published, it never got publicized, or he just played his career and didn't drink, like, that's one of the reasons that he isn't a 7.5. That kind of thing pushes him to 9. Those are the kind of things that I'm trying to pinpoint in a way.
Yeah, well, you know Chris Mullen a lot better than I do. I'm going to be honest, like, Chris Mullen doesn't really cross my mind. You know, I don't feel connected to Chris Mullen.
All right, Barry Bonds.
It's also because I'm from a different generation. I don't feel connected to Bonds because he never let us in. And he was always deflective. Like, I think that's where, you know, we were talking about Ricky Henderson earlier. Ricky Henderson, I think, is a more, I don't know, affable person than Barry Bonds is. But he didn't really let people in. Now, he wasn't as, at least from everything I've read about Bonds, like, Bonds just, I mean, he literally had his own part of the clubhouse. Like, the guy, it was the San Francisco Giants, and then it was Barry Bonds.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I don't think of Bonds the greatest hitter that I've ever seen in my life, and I will take that guy 11 times out of 10 on any team that I'm building. But if you're talking about representatives and, you know, faces of franchises, Barry Bonds is the face, or was the face of the Giants. Sometimes it felt like for the wrong reasons.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Here's another one I'm throwing out. By the way, 888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays has us thinking about athletes who make an indescribable or an incredible impression with the fans. He was an icon. How do you get to be an icon? So we were just throwing all these. Here's another name Will Clark. Where does Will Clark fit? I mean, the Bay Area loved Will Clark. Why? How come? That's what I wanted.
I think because he was a tough SOB.
I think you're right. Some of these questions I'm asking, I think we know the answers to, but I kind of want to get into it a little bit.
But I don't think you have to be that kind of person. I don't think you have to be the tough SOB or the expressive person or the hard ass or the red ass. I don't think you have to be that to be a fan favorite.
No, but I think the reason it worked for Will Clark was because it was, it's who he was. He was unbelievably competitive. He was an RA. He was a red ass. And
still is.
Yeah, and to me, I always found it interesting that in an area like San Francisco that's supposedly liberal and progressive, Will Clark was kind of a throwback. And, it was pretty conservative. But nobody really cared.
There were blue-collar parts about the city. I don't think that's really the case now. And not to say that there aren't blue-collar people that still live in San Francisco, but I don't think that is what it's, known for. I wasn't around San Francisco in the 80s, but it felt like more of a people's place than it is now. If there is an athlete to represent the Bay Area right now, not named Steph Curry, who is it? When people around the country look at the Bay Area and say, that's the athlete. That's the athlete to represent the Bay. What does that even look like now? Probably it's Christian McCaffrey.
Well, here's what I would say. When we start talking about, who could be the next guy? There's two guys I thought of. The one guy who I think would have a chance to just blow up like a Curry, believe it or not, is Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the next 49ers Super Bowl team, he's going to be now. He's only been here a couple years. We don't really know him. It seems like he's a goody two shoes. You ever heard of that term?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's an old one. But you know what I mean? So if Purdy blows up, he's probably going to be more like Steph Curry than Allen Iverson, if you know what I mean. And here's what I'm saying. I think on balance, if I told you, if you could close your eyes and go with my imagination for a minute. Curry and Allen Iverson are the exact same player. When you measure them, they're equal. I think most people would rather have Iverson be the face of their franchise. If all things were equal on the playing field.
Maybe in Philly. I don't know about in the Bay Area, though.
I don't know either. That's why I'm fascinated by this discussion. You know what I mean? Here's the other guy I was thinking about.
I would push back on Purdy, though.
How come?
Dude, he's boring.
Well, but how he's going to get less boring.
He's a good player, and I hope he has a lot of success.
But so is Curry. Curry's boring, kind of, isn't he?
But Curry is not afraid, and I don't think he's ever been afraid to kind of put himself out there. He knows he's boring. He knows he's, he kind of has lame tendencies, but he's not afraid to put himself out there. He's also not afraid to potentially be the butt of a joke.
Sure.
He's not afraid to let people in. I don't know a thing about Brock Purdy except he loves Christ. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what do we know about this guy?
But that's my point. If he's going to be here for 10 years, we're gonna learn a lot about him. But now you might be sitting here saying, you know what, we probably won't really learn a lot about him because that's who he's going to end up being. And here's another guy that fascinates me right now. Fascinates me because I think of this guy as, wow, this guy's got a blank slate. Because everybody comes in with a blank slate. Everybody. like Macklin Celebrini. We know nothing about this kid.
Hasn't been drafted yet.
Who's going to be a San Jose Shark. Apparently he may be, you know, he's a phenom. But we don't know anything about him. So we're going to find out who he is and what he is. And I get hockey's not quite basketball or football out here, but he's got a chance to, if he's as good as everybody says he is, or if he's better than everybody says he is, like then he has a chance to get to a level that a guy with his ability wouldn't get to unless he has something special. And I actually think one of the things he's got, believe it or not, is a great name. Macklin Celebrini, like even that kind of thing sometimes I think works for a guy. Anyway, 888-957-9570. I see a couple people want to jump in here. We're just talking about faces of franchises and reputations and why was Willie Mays on a level that no other athlete seems to have gotten to. And how do you get to that level if it's even possible? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was also sponsored by Safeway.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.